Hello and welcome to Outlier Parenting. I'm your host, Beth Feldman, and today we have two very special guests. I have been a Facebook friend of Gigi Benitez for many, many years. She's a fantastic publicist who's based on the West Coast. And over the last several months, I've been seeing some amazing posts that she's been sharing about her daughter, Daniela, who has been doing some incredible humanitarian work that actually landed her on, I believe it was the Today Show. But we could kind of, I would love to welcome them both to the show, and they're going to tell us the story about how no matter what your child's age, they can do something amazing to make a difference in the lives of others. So Gigi and Daniela, welcome to our show today.
Hi. Thank you for having us on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. So so Gigi, do you want to first tell me a little bit about, you know, what tell me about what you do and how, you know, as a mom, how you've kind of instilled this incredible drive in your kids. And then we'll talk about Daniela and how she got involved in this amazing work.
Absolutely. So a couple of years ago, I mean, every time that I see one of these GoFundMe or any of these small fundraisers, even if it's $25 or whatever it is that, you know, I can contribute, I always feel an urge to try to help these causes. So we've always done that. That's been a part of our life, you know, based on what our financial situation is how little or how much we can donate. But this was the first time about a year and a half ago, was when Daniela was in seventh grade, that her school, Notre Dame Academy, as a project, the entire school was fundraising to build a home in Mexico through the nonprofit organization Build a Miracle. And so they were collecting the $16,000 that's needed to build this home and take a family from homelessness to a, you know, roof over their head with running water and furnished. And we donated our part, we did our part, but what we did differently and what really sparked Daniela's compassionate passion towards this project was that I forced our family to go down for one of the build dates and actually help build the home and meet the family whom we were sponsoring. And that was the difference. That was the key. Because it's one thing to send money in and not have that emotional attachment. But when we went down and all of us, I mean, there was not an adult, there was not a child that wasn't in tears when we did the surprise reveal for that family coming in, because they know they're getting a house. They don't know that it's completely furnished. And regardless, they're going from living in a shack on the floor to now, you know, this beautiful home. And it's a long process. And when they open that door and they come in, it is the most emotional experience. And on that drive home from the reveal for the project we did with the school, everyone, my family, we were all really quiet in the car. And I think everyone was just trying to absorb the emotions of that day, from bonding with other families and friends and schoolmates, you know, and actually physically building a home and painting it and furnishing it. But more importantly, I think everyone was reflecting upon the impact that we just had on a life. So everyone was quiet. It was emotionally exhausting. And Daniela came to me the next morning and said, "Hi, Mom, you know, I love what we did yesterday. And I said, "I know, wasn't it beautiful?" She said, "It wasn't enough." I said, "Excuse me, what do you mean?" And she said, "Between our family and friends, I think we can come up with that money once a year. And I would like to head up the building of a home once a year." And I said, "Okay, well, if you really want to do this, you're going to be on your own, because I already have a full-time job and I'm raising your brother, have an older daughter, have my husband, I have a home, and I actually already donate my time to another cause, Friends of Scott for Children with Cancer." So I said, "Daniela, if you really want to do this, you're going to have to take it on yourself. Everything from A to Z, I'm not going to be able to help you." And she said, "No problem." And I, at that moment, I really didn't think she was going to follow through. She was, you were 12, right, Daniela, at the time?
Yeah.
She was 12. So I did not think, you know, I just thought it was beautiful. She was touched. She was inspired. I didn't really expect the follow through. Well, lo and behold, within that day, she connected with 16 families, you know, including us, so 15 others. She connected with Build a Miracle's founders. And she headed up that each family was going to raise $1,000 on their own and gave all the kids ideas on fundraising and kept in touch with everyone along the entire summer, collecting checks and setting meeting dates for the founders of Build a Miracle to turn it in. And then by the end of summer, had collected the $16,000. And we met with the Build a Miracle, and Daniela then scheduled the build dates and coordinated with everyone for the dates to go down. So something was sparked inside of her, and she did this all on her own. But the differentiator, I think, was actually going down and having the emotional connection with the people's lives that were being changed.
That's incredible. So Daniela, when your mom said, if you want to do this, then you're on your own, what went through your head and how did you just like whip into action? I mean, that's incredible how you were able to pull all these people together.
Thank you. So when she said that, I kind of already had seen it coming because I know she works day and night. So I knew that if I wanted to do this, it would have to be up to me to organize it and to do it on my own. So luckily, I have an amazing family and amazing friends that were all there to help me through it when it comes to raising the money. So 16 families I chose, and each family raised $1,000. And I raised my $1,000 by babysitting, like doing chores, just different things. And I knew I would have to do it by myself, but I think that there were some times where it was a little difficult and where, you know, I wish that I had someone to kind of guide me through it. But I think I got over that, and now it's much easier doing my second house right now. It's much easier to do it by myself because everybody already knows what they're doing, and it's just kind of like repeating the process from last year.
That's amazing. And in terms of the building part of it, what do you do when you go out there? When you're helping to build?
Yeah. So pretty much Build a Miracle is the organization that organizes everything for us once we give them the money. So they find us the family, and then after that, we figure out build dates that will work for everyone, and then we all go, my family, my friends, everyone who wants to go, we all go to Mexico, and we go, and in 3 different days, we start building the house. So the first day, we poured the pad, so we all mixed cement and poured it and worked together, and then the second day, we actually didn't go. They had other kids from a college go and put, like, hammer stuff, and then the third day, which is, like, my favorite day, is we paint, we add furniture, and then we surprise them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's amazing how quickly that happens. So are they working, I mean, I'm sure day and night to make sure this gets done quickly.
Yeah. So pretty much it takes like 1 month because what we do is we spread it out. So like the first build date was in February and the next one was in March. And so it's crazy how fast we can build a house and how easy it was because the whole process for raising money was about 3 months. And then building is another month. And in 4 months, they have a house. And it's really special.
Wow. And now, since you started with this group of families, have you branched out and added more people? Or how, like, as you're going into your next build, did you get more people involved this time around?
Yeah. So we actually had so many people that wanted to be involved that my brother decided he wants to head up building a home. And he's 12, so he's the age that I was when I started. And it's really cool to see how hard he's working because right now he's currently working on raising his $1,000 because I already raised $1,000 for my house. And he's heading up with all the other people that wanted to be a part of this. And then I have mostly the same group, but I did have a few people that couldn't be in it this year and some people that wanted to be in it this year. And we have so much money that we're having extra thousands that we're going to be able to give them to go grocery shopping and to help provide for their families. So it's really special.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it really is so amazing because I think that a lot of times at that, you know, $1,000 for a kid sounds like a lot of money, But to your point about you could babysit, you could do all kinds of different things. You could walk dogs, whatever. Like, you don't realize that you can earn that money and that can go for such an amazing cause.
Yeah, and it seems like, for someone who hasn't done it yet, it seems like it's difficult, but it's really not. Like, even some people were having some problems with it, and I talked to them the other day, and I told them, literally, what you can do is, let's say your family, like, different people in your family couldn't commit to raising $1,000, just ask them for some money, and then it all adds up, and then do chores, and then do car wash. Just get creative with anything, because you have 3 months to do a bunch of different things to help raise it.
Right, and the payoff, and what is so nice is that then they get to be a part of it, and like, you know, your mom was saying about, it's so much different to be able to see the look on the family's face and to be a part of the experience with them. Is, I mean, how emotional has it been for you?
It's definitely 10 times better always with whatever you're doing to see where your money's going to go to, because everybody, like, that donates, it's very, very, very nice to do that. But then when you actually go and you see it, what your money is, like, doing for a family, it makes you feel so happy that you can help someone so easily. And it definitely is what helped open my eyes, because I didn't look at it as much as a big deal and as much as a passion until we actually went and built it. And I think that's what I love about Building Miracles. It's not just them sending out a team to go build. It's that we're all being brought closer together because we're all going as a team to help build it. And we're meeting the family, and the family's even helping us build. And I remember one of the little girls, she would just follow me everywhere, and we would color, and she was so happy when the house was built. And we have just videos of her walking in, just bawling her eyes out, and it was so special.
Wow. So Gigi, you've got now your whole family involved in this, and
yes.
How... So how has that been for you, you know, as a parent, to see your kids, like, taking on this amazing endeavor, and you said do it, and they did it.
It is, you know, I had said this yesterday, this article came in, and it was on Alpha Mom, and it was girls changing the world, and Daniela was one of the two girls featured. And I was on the train ride home from LA to San Diego from working, and I'm on the train, and tears just start streaming down my face that my daughter at such a young age is already finding a meaningful life and creating a legacy. I can't think of anything in the world that could make a mom prouder. I had told Daniela this. I said, had you in 4 years now, would you graduate valedictorian? It wouldn't make me as proud as what you're doing right now, because you have this compassion and empathy, and you are doing things outside of yourself without an expectation of any return. And I now know that you have found the key to meaningful life, and my job with you is nearly complete. And so it is absolutely the most rewarding feeling and warms my heart. And with my son, he's a little bit different. He, you know, wasn't completely into it right from the get-go and wasn't so emotional. But as he's just being inspired by Daniela, and we're building two more homes this year because of my kids. And even if, you know, it took him a little bit, you know, I didn't want to force it down any of them. It's got to be on them, because it's a huge commitment to take on. It's a lot of time, and I can't be on them and asking them, have you done this? Have you done that? In addition to their homework and their sports and their, you know, tutoring and whatever else that we have going on in life. And so, it is the best feeling in the world. It really is.
Well, and I love the fact how it's also you're combining, like, it's like entrepreneurialism with making an amazing difference in people's lives. So really teaching almost like the business minded aspect of it, of even finding those families and telling them this is what you can do to raise money. That's business. So was that something, Daniela, that you just kind of came up with, or Gigi, did you kind of say, hey, maybe these are some of the things, like, did you work hand in hand with ideas to help people?
I think that pretty much what I did was I went on Pinterest at first, and I was just looking up different ideas on how to raise money, and then I just sent them all to everybody. I think that what everybody did since we were younger at that time was they'd try to raise like $500, and then their parents would finish it off. And so there were just different things that their parents had them do. So I gave them some ideas, and then their parents gave them some ideas, and then they, of course, had different family members that would donate to their $1,000. And so it just being creative and finding different ways to raise it.
Well, and I love that. I mean, I think it's so important to say, you know what, part of it can be, yes, you have other people in your family that are going to help to support you and donate money. But think about any job that you're going to do from an early age is so important. I mean, I always say to people, I want to know what you did as a kid, if you babysat or, you know, if you had jobs when you were in your teens versus just going to school the whole time and not working, to me is so valuable. So I love that you combine what you've been doing to such great, you know, such an incredible cause. So for you, now you've just been named like to a board of another like organization or something. Can you tell me about what that is and what you're going to be doing now?
Yeah, so I'm part of the Kidbox Kids Board of Directors. So pretty much what it is there's this company named Kidbox, and it's a kids clothing brand where 5 times a year, I think, they get a box filled with different clothing items, and then they keep what they want and then can send back what they don't like. But then for every full box that is kept, some clothing goes to a kid in need somewhere in the world. And so Kidbox's mission is to clothe 1 million kids in need. And so they decided that they were going to make a kids board of directors. So before they even had their adult board of directors, they created a kids board of directors with a bunch of different kids who want to help change the world. And so the first year that they did it, which was last year, I was talking to my friend, and she said that they had to actually, like, not audition, but they had to submit, like, a video and all that. And this year, I actually got chosen unexpectedly. I don't know how, and it was a surprise. But they pretty much want these 12 kids that are on the board of directors to do different projects over the year to help change the world and to help inspire other kids to want to change the world. And so they choose different kids who do different things. So we had just a bunch of different kids that are all different, doing their different extraordinary things. And then we all met up at a meeting in New York, and we discussed how we can work together and use all of our talents together and how we can just inspire kids everywhere to want to help. And it's really special, and it's really an honor to be part of it because I love what they do, and I love how they make it such a big deal to want to inspire others. And I know that they just love being able to give to others. So they gave us each, they're giving us each $10,000 in clothing, and we get to choose a project that we want to do. So like, for an example, I'm going to bring the clothing to Mexico, to the community center, where there's a bunch of kids who don't have many clothes, and be giving them some clothing. And the cool thing about Kidbox is that they're getting new, fresh clothing that hasn't been used, that still has the tags on it. And I don't think kids there really get to have that a lot. Usually it's hand-me-downs and things that are donated. So I think, so the big thing that Kidbox is so proud of is that they're getting to give clothing that's fresh and that's not used, and kind of give these kids some dignity and letting them, you know, letting them express themselves with new clothing that's theirs.
Wow. How old are you, Daniela?
I know, I'm listening to her talk and I'm tripping out over here.
I'm 14 on Saturday.
Wow. Oh my God. I mean, I almost, it's, it just blows me away. It really does. Because I know when I was 14, I think I just wanted to be like on Broadway performing, and that was my, that was it. And you know, that didn't happen, but it was, but it's just so amazing how, I mean, it really blows me away. Like all these incredible things that you have been doing. And it's just, and you are touching so many lives. I mean, it's just so it's such a wonderful thing. Have you spoken in front of other like kids, like in front of schools or other things where you've kind of shared your story yet? Because I'm like so inspired right now.
I mean, I was on Good Morning America. I was on HLN, and I was on several local, most of the local news stations and local newspapers. And yeah. And so, and then also always when we go to, on our build dates, I love to talk to everybody about it because Mrs. North, who's the, one of the founders of Build a Miracle, she loves me when I tell my story to everybody. And I love being able to talk to different people about it and inspire different people to do it, because I think that when you show people how easy it could be to help change someone's life, it makes them want to do it even more. And yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, I don't know, Gigi, I kind of see a TED Talk in her future.
She's pleasantly surprising us, impressing us, and I hope she continues to inspire, you know, not just her brother, but other kids, and maybe, you know, it spirals into something when she goes into high school, potentially getting, her high school is already involved with Build a Miracle, so the, which is great, but getting more people to head up the building of their own homes. Build a Miracle has already built over 300 homes. And the way that it started, by the way, is the founders, Chris and Julianne North, they had gone to college together and decided to move into or go spend some time in an orphanage in Mexico after college. How many years ago, Danielle? I think 20, right? Yes. And when they went and lived in this orphanage, and I don't want to cry or anything, but they realized and found out that most of those children weren't actually orphans. Their parents were still alive, but that their parents had to drop them off the orphanage because they're homeless and the best future for them was to be dropped off. So they started Build a Miracle on the mission of bringing families together and building a house so the parents and kids could be reunited and live together. And they have now built over 30 homes. And that, you know, they, Mr. North has a full-time job, but they spend every single weekend of their lives in Tijuana with building the community center, the homes. It's a whole beautiful pay it forward system. The families that have already been built for move, you know, help build the future families, and they're all part of the community center, and their kids are part of the schooling, and they've had now sponsored kids to graduate from college, and these people dedicate their lives to it. So what we're doing is such a small part compared to what, you know, they're inspiring us. So it's just a beautiful movement. And with all the stress and craziness of life, to have my family be part of something positive and beautiful is just the best feeling.
Well, this has been so motivating. And, you know, I hope that anyone who has a child who is interested in making a difference in the lives of others, honestly, like Daniela, you are incredible. And is there a way that someone, if someone wanted to reach out to you, you know, to get advice, how can they get in touch?
So I have an Instagram that I just started that is pretty much a bunch of pictures and videos from like different charity things. And it's kind of like a business. I don't know. A business Instagram.
Okay, so what's your Instagram?
It's just Daniela Marie Benitez, all one thing. So it's, do you know how to spell it? Should I spell it out?
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay. So I have that, and then I actually have a Kid Box email, but I don't know if I'm supposed to share that. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think it's just to follow you on Instagram is terrific, and then if someone wants to reach out, they can send you a message.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and good luck with everything. And Gigi, thank you so much. Really, you should be so proud. I know you are. And I mean, it's amazing. And I love to see, as a small business owner like you, we work so hard to instill this kind of mindset in our children. And it's so gratifying to see that all your hard work is really paying off in the right way and is going to make a difference in so many people's lives.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate the opportunity for Daniela to be able to share her story and the interest from you. It's motivating for all of us. So thank you.
Well, thanks again for everyone for listening, and we'll be back again soon.
Thank you.